RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brosmer. Yes. I didn't know how to pronounce it either. I had to tune in just to know.
Yo, bro.
Yes.
Dude, bro, threw for 3 yards. And the Vikings won by 13. Turnovers are obviously a big part of that game. And then last night, Broncos beat the Chiefs 20-13. So we do have family in from, they're from Western New York. Buffalo fans.
Do they know Joe Starkey?
They do not. We flipped the game over from the NBA into that game, and it's like start of the third quarter, and the first time they show Mahomes in the box, you see in our living room, middle fingers everywhere. They hate it. It's like Brady to the Steelers fans. Mahomes is to Bills fans. They hate, and it's like, and then comments of like, him and his Muppet voice. Oh, he's a real team guy sitting in a box and not being like the hatred of Patrick Mahomes was so, it was actually fun to kind of sit back and have no dog in the fight here and just watch it, watch the angst. But I get it because I think Steeler fans felt it for Brady for years.
I agree. And it's like a guy that's been that good for that long. Sometimes just becomes the villain, even if he's been a pretty decent guy. And I think Mahomes has been. It's hard to hate him based on anything that he's done off the field. That said, I do kind of feel the same way about the Chiefs, and I'm not a Kelce fan at all. And it seems like maybe this is his swan song. He drives me up a wall.
Kelce does?
Yes.
Because of the podcasts and all that stuff?
I just remember they won the Super Bowl for maybe the second time or the third time. And he immediately said, no one gave us a chance. Everyone counted us out when they were like the heavy favorites all along.
Sometimes these guys have to do something to really get themselves motivated. And I guess that was it for, listen, at this age, he still can find a way to get open. He's still a player you want on your team. I, unlike many, have no issue with him and Taylor Swift. I actually think
I'm a big fan of hers, by the way.
I think it's actually cool that she goes to games and wears Chiefs stuff because there are times where celebrity girlfriends or wives or whatever, fiancés in this case, like you could tell it's the last place they want to be. Like they're dragged to a game because they have to go support or they want to make sure they get on camera supporting. For her, she's standing in the back. She doesn't make an entrance. She comes in the back. Now, obviously, some of that's so she doesn't get mobbed. But she wears Chiefs gear, and she celebrates. And it seems like she's getting into watching the games. So I actually like that from her. Like, I don't detract. She wants to go to games. That's fine. The camera's going to find her. She's not seeking it. But I actually think it's cool, and it's brought, I mean, the NFL loves it because look at how many eyes. It's like, oh, is Taylor at the game because of that?
Well, I was told the NFL was fixed for the Chiefs to win because of that. So
I'm sure family from Buffalo would say similar things. You know what Buffalo and Kansas City want on their team? Ben Skowronek. But only the Steelers have him. We're going to hear Ben's story. It's a pretty cool story what he has been able to do. And now a Pro Bowler. We'll hear from Ben. We'll hear from what Aaron Rodgers said about Ben as we continue here as Fan Morning Show. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And reminder, we'll get into some of the Pirates stories of the year and probably Penguins as well this hour before Chris Carter joins us at 9 o'clock here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jeff Hathorn and Sean Myers here on The Fan Morning Show, 93.7 The Fan. Hope everybody had a tremendous Christmas. I think I can speak for both of us. Ours were great.
Wonderful, even.
Magical.
Did you watch... Do you have a go-to Christmas movie?
I mean, I'm into Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story, A Christmas Carol. There's a bunch of them. How about you?
So I have three that I try to watch every single year, and usually one is Christmas Eve. Maybe I'll get two in Christmas Eve, but I'm going to give myself basically right up until New Year to watch the other two. I watched Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's,
yep,
on Christmas Eve. That's always on the list. Are you familiar with the 1980s comedy Scrooged with Bill Murray?
Huh. You know what's funny is I
that movie's funny, yes.
Bill Murray, and I have not seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know of it. I have not.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah?
Highly recommend
it. I'll add that to the list next year.
Yes. Well, it's not too late now. So that's the other one. This is going back to the 90s. I would watch those two every single year. And then more recently, I have added a movie that's kind of Christmas adjacent, which is Just Friends. Are you familiar with that? Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris. So it's not a Christmas movie per se, but it's based around Christmas.
Really?
It intertwines. I think that it counts. I always enjoy watching that one. So those are the three that, whether it be on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or in the subsequent days, I will try to get all three of those in every year.
I mean, Elf, I try to watch. I
did watch Home Alone on Christmas Eve this year, too.
Home Alone's a good one. I am a diehard guy. I do think it's a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas spirit movie.
It was on the list for the name game. Did you hear this? Pony and Mahler and Donnie have that name game.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's always one sports topic and one other topic. And it was top 30... rated by Rotten Tomatoes Christmas movies. Pony, with his like second guess, went Die Hard, and it was in the top 30. Donnie's guess was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, did not crack the top 60, so
that's
he lost.
Ridiculous. So it's a crap list if Christmas Vacation
Correct.
Isn't on it. I mean, that's just...
Yes.
And I get into A Christmas Carol, but I'm just torn because there are so many versions of it. I think my favorite one is the Patrick Stewart when he's Scrooge. He's really good in that role. I mean, Alistair Sim, that's the original one. But there have been so many different versions, and they try to do different things. It's a great story on its own. My mom used to love The Sound of Music. Like, somehow that would always, I know that's played more around Thanksgiving, but she would make sure that we watched that. For whatever reason, around Christmas, all the time.
How about Jimmy Stewart? It's a Wonderful Life.
It's funny. My dad actually was in a play and played the drunk uncle. And he would always joke that that was a role he had been training for his entire life. But so I haven't, after watching him in it, and this was 10 years, I haven't watched the movie because I want that to be the memory that I have of that is that, but it
representing Indiana, Pennsylvania, Jimmy Stewart.
Yes. He is, it's a spectacular, I mean, it's a great story, spectacular movie. Those are all, And now we move on to, there is no, like, are there New Year's movies? And there's that one that had the all the different stars in it. Was it New Year's Day or New Year's Eve or something? Had De Niro was in it. It was more a comedy.
This is probably an intern Dom topic.
Probably.
He can talk about. Yeah, I don't. New Year's doesn't really hit me as like a prevailing theme for movies.
Party night. I'm assuming that New Year's is going to be good for Ben Skowronek. Here's a guy who played at Notre Dame, didn't hear a lot from, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, kind of a, you know, part of the receiver room, and he's found his niche with the Steelers on special teams. And the guy's got 20 tackles on special teams. I mean, you really don't get that many opportunities to have 20 tackles. And it's become a thing where networks will ISO him coming down the field because of the impact that he has on special teams. As a wide receiver, Hines Ward was a tough wide receiver. I get, but man, most of these guys are at least defensive backs or linebackers or something on that. But here's Ben Skowronek as a wide receiver and the voted in AFC Pro Bowl special teams player. What an awesome opportunity for Ben. We talked to Ben on Christmas Day as he actually came in the facility wearing a Santa suit, but he didn't want to wear it in front of the camera, so he took it off and then wore typical practice clothes.
Did he have the beard as well?
I'm not sure because I didn't see it, but he was telling us about it, and the players were saying, and we're like, well, just put it back on, so we'll get video of it. And he's like, nah, I'm good. But what Skowronek said, and he's been getting a little bit, and you're going to hear it during this, a little bit of ribbing. They call him Pro Bowl now on the team.
Your reaction to being named to the Pro Bowl?
That was cool for sure. Really a team award. We've had a pretty good unit this year, and pretty cool for Danny. 3 straight years sending somebody to the Pro Bowl, so definitely a cool individual accomplishment, but also a team accomplishment as well.
What were your emotions like when you found out?
I was just pretty excited for a couple minutes, but then it's back to work. We got a big game this Sunday, and got a lot of big games left this season, so it's a good accomplishment, but just got to keep working.
Ben, what makes you good at special teams?
I just say I never quit. Just play hard, and I have fun. It's a part of the game I don't really think about much. Just go out there, play, and have fun.
You mentioned with Danny. What is it that he does to get you guys prepared in those scenarios?
Yeah, with Danny, the standard's the standard. So he does a really good job of holding everybody accountable, whether you know it's your first game active on that active roster playing special teams, or if you're a vet who's done it their whole career. So he does a good job holding everybody accountable and keeping the standard.
What's the reaction been from your teammates?
I feel like everyone's happy for me. Kind of teased me a little bit. Yesterday, Arthur teased me to the media saying I was telling everybody, which is not true. But, you know, I have great teammates in this locker room, so they're all excited for me. It's pretty cool.
When did you become such a good tackler? Like, is that something that you've prided yourself with your whole career since?
Yeah, I played both ways growing up. Just happened to choose offense. I don't know why. Looking back, I'm like, dang, maybe I should have played safety or something. I enjoy it. I enjoy the contact aspect of football, and it's something that's fun to me. Like I mentioned, like playing special teams is fun. You know, sometimes people are like, oh, don't you want to play more offense? This. I honestly like have fun playing this game, playing special teams, playing. Being able to tackle people, hit, block, run, whatever it is.
Big Ben right there.
Like I said, they've been teasing me. So.
How much do you guys embrace the challenge of not having DK and kind of showing what the rest of the room can do?
Yeah, I think it's a really good opportunity for guys to step up. You know, obviously, missing him will be big, but it's going to be an opportunity for us to step up and you know, still have to win the game. So however that you know happens, whoever steps up, you know, we just got to do it, and we got to win. You know, it's December football, getting to January, so you just got to keep winning.
Is there belief with the way he spreads the ball, that Aaron spreads the ball, that if you're open, doesn't matter who you are, you're going to find it?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's been from...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Training camp from when he got here. You know, if you get open, he's going to find you. And that's kind of how he's played his whole career. So, like I said, you know, we're going to have an opportunity to step up. And we got to just maximize that.
You were on that Rams team a couple of years ago. Is there like a little bit of an art to getting hot at the right time of the year?
100%. You don't want to go in, you know, this part of the year. You know, not winning football games, not having that belief. And you know, I feel like you need to have that belief within the locker room to go on a run. So, you know, that's something that we're starting to get, that belief. And I'm just excited for these next handful of weeks and just, you know, keep getting better every day.
Steelers Pro Bowl special teamer Ben Skowronek, whose family is from Connellsville. They own like an excavating service, I think, down there. And Aaron Rodgers was wearing a shirt. It said Skowronek, like excavating or whatever. And it's a legit thing. I apologize. I don't remember the exact name of it, but I mean, he looks like a dude that's just been underappreciated and just comes and works every day. He fits so well. I mean, there have been other guys like him, and that doesn't mean that Miles Killebrew isn't. Miles Killebrew is a guy who loves special teams. And as much as Danny Smith gets the gum and the chewing, there's more to it than that. Like, he gets guys to buy into it. Where special teams is a thing, it is an actual other part of a third part of the game, offense, defense, special teams. It's not to say that they're perfect and don't make mistakes, but Danny gets those guys to play hard. And then they find the right people that fit into that system. And Skowronek is like that. And what's crazy about it is, here's Skowronek from Indiana, but roots in Connellsville. Think Connellsville, tough, hard nose. No glitz and glamour. The only cave you're going into is a coal mine in Connellsville. And yet his best buddy on the team is a dude from Malibu who is, you would think, as alternately different as you could be, but it's a love of football that brings him and Aaron Rodgers as good friends.
The worst things that could happen to him. I love Ben. I mean, Ben and I became fast friends from the start, and really, really happy for him. That's an interesting slot when you're kind of the nominated Pro Bowl teamer, because so much of it, when it comes down to that, is name recognition, you know, and then it's the Pro Bowl in general. You know, guys get in, you know, a year after they probably should be in, and maybe stay a year after they probably shouldn't be voted in. But for a guy like Ben, it's huge for him, you know, moving forward, the recognition that he deserves. You know, obviously he's made a name for himself in teams and made a ton of plays for us the entire year. So it's great for him. You know, he works his ass off. He cares about it. I haven't been exposed really the majority of my 21-year career on a lot of teamers. You know, it just wasn't really a thing in Green Bay. We didn't have, like, specific guys who would make the roster and be merely a team, you know, first and foremost a teamer. So when I came here and there was multiple guys who were kind of in that role, you know, JP being one of them, you know, him being one of them, Killebrew, obviously it's fun to have those guys in your squad who care so deeply about it, because we know, you know, again, I've been a part of, unfortunately, a few of those games where special teams makes a difference, whether it's the end of the season or in the playoffs. And to have guys like that who care so deeply about teams is huge for a locker room, for a team.
Aaron Rodgers talking about Ben Skowronek, and it is one of the more unique relationships that you'll see. And they both just, I mean, they're after each other all the time. It is a cool thing. And congrats to Ben, and thank him for his time yesterday on Christmas Day to discuss it. When we come back, we are compiling a list of the big stories. So on New Year's Eve, we'll have the top stories of the year in Pittsburgh sports. When we come back, let's look into some of the Pirate stories, and we'll get your thoughts at 412-928-9370. It's 8:22. Time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. They're stocked. They've got great stuff, and the service is unequaled. Make sure you check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers here with you day after Christmas on 93.7 The Fan. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers in for Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, and Nicholas Callis as they enjoy some Christmas time off. Best to them and their families here today. We are into right now the Pirates stories of the year. We're compiling the list for New Year's Eve. I mean, no doubt the Pirates, to me, top story is Paul Skeens winning the Cy Young. I mean, finished with a 1.97 ERA, 0.95 whip, struck out 216, the third Pirate to ever win the Cy Young. It's Paul Skeens is got to be one of those stories of the year and my top Pirates story, but it's not the only Pirates story. We'll get your thoughts, 412-928-9370, what you think about the Pirates stories of the season. Recency has to play into this because the year's not over. The Pirates trading for Brendan Lau and signing Ryan O'Hearn as a free agent, like, those are actual major leaguers that aren't 35, that still are in their prime, that are lefty power hitting bats for a lefty power hitting ballpark, that aren't waiting around for Jack Suwinski to, you know, figure it out over a couple of years. Sean, I don't know about you. Like, that's a big, those moves are actual. Now there's more to be done, but those are actual moves that are like, huh.
It's a clear step forward. And this is something that I think the Pirates or a team of their ilk could be doing annually. These are the type of acquisitions, whether you trade for someone like they did with Lau, you sign a guy to a fairly reasonable contract, although by Pirate standards, it's a massive contract. in O'Hearn because you give him a multi-year deal worth nearly $30 million. They both help the team. They both improve the lineup. I still wonder, they were in such a bad spot with the offense that even though they bring those two guys in and they trade for the password, who I think could be a contributor in 2026, I still think there's a long way to go, and they will need significant internal improvements. Some of the guys that they bring back will have to be much better. They probably have to make another move or two. But there's no doubt that they are making moves that we typically haven't seen, that people have been clamoring for. So it's a major step forward, and you hope that this is not just a one-off, that this can become the norm.
I mean, I think about those moves, and if you add a third baseman, you get a legit bat at third, then all of a sudden you've got Nick Gonzalez at short as a placeholder for Connor Griffin, however long that is. And then Connor comes up. Let's assume everything continues on the trend that he has been on. And your bench has Triolo and Gonzalez on it. And whoever the backup catcher, and Jake Magnum could be your bench guy if the password works out and left. I all of a sudden like that bench. It's got a lot of versatility, maybe a little bit of pop. Gonzalez has shown some of that. You have options at first base where Horwitz could be more of a platoon, or I don't know if O'Hearn's going to be, as of sits right now, the DH, but they have flexibility to move that around. Maybe another lefty arm for the rotation.
I think they do need another pitcher, and I would also say maybe if they can bring in another bullpen option. Doesn't have to be an expensive guy, but I would look at the pitching staff as well.
But that's one of the stories of the year for the Pirates. Derek Shelton fired. Anytime you fire a manager, especially in season, he was 12-26. Don Kelly, the Pittsburgher, named as the interim manager, and as full-time manager went 59-65. That's not setting the world on fire, but he wasn't handed the Yankees roster either. The Pirates trading David Bednar to the Yankees. The hometown kid, the Roberto Clemente nominee for the last couple of years, icy light in the locker, like David Bednar, traded to the Yankees. It's a big story for this past year.
If you saw where the Pirates were at now, in retrospect, would you have still made that trade? Or would you rather have Bednar around with a team that looks more poised to potentially contend?
Depends on what Rafael Flores becomes.
Do you see him being a factor this year?
I don't know, but I like that he doesn't have to be. I don't think Bart is anything more than probably this season. And I don't know what Henry Davis is going to hit.
They have so many guys that they've tried a catcher, and it doesn't seem like they've found anything close to an answer yet, because, of course, Andy Rodriguez is another guy who, for a while, looked like he might be the answer.
And the bat always played, to use the hurdle term, with Andy Rodriguez, but he can't stay healthy. He's not even listed as a catcher anymore on the roster. He's listed as an infielder. And I don't know what that role would be on that infield. Connor Griffin's story to become the top prospect in baseball. He hit .333, a .415 on base percentage as he traversed through the minor leagues. 21 homers and 65 stolen bases. The one thing that's concerning about Connor is he was hit by a pitch 22 times. It's like Connor Griffin's season was, he took O'Neill Cruz's potential and put it into a year. I want him to have a shot to join this team out of spring training, but what he has done to become the top prospect in baseball is a big story. And then personally for me, long overdue, unfortunately it happened where he couldn't be there for it, but at least knew before, Dave Parker going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. If Sean, when I was little, Dave Parker was, I mean, it was towards the end, but he was still, Barry Bonds is an incredible player. I'll take Dave Parker's tool set over Bonds. Better arm, I don't think the speed's that far off. And I don't think the hitting's that far off. I mean, Dave Parker was unbelievable. He was a difference maker. Like, when you watched him play, you're like, that's an all-star. And finally he got in. And I think the other one that I've thought of that was kind of cool for Pirate fans, even though it's more in not a true baseball sense, but a spectacle standpoint, was listening to everybody's reactions when they figured out who O'Neill Cruz was in the Home Run Derby. Because so many people just didn't. How would they know who the Pirates center fielder was? But in that situation, even national people are like, damn, O'Neill Cruz. That was fun to watch. When we come back, we will get into, we've got the Penguin stories. We're going to update you on the Steelers injury list from yesterday. That's straight ahead. And then at the top of the hour, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is going to join us.
Not the receiver?
No. On the Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Fan Morning Show, Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you. A new issue for the Steelers at practice yesterday. Safety Jalen Ramsey is battling an illness. He did not practice. Now, it's Thursday, or yesterday was Thursday, so we'll see what happens today. He might be limited again today. I'm not overly concerned about Ramsey dealing with an illness. We found out last minute a couple of weeks ago that Jaylen Warren had one, and he went out and play. I expect Ramsey to play. As for other players, Nick Herbig, limited, but out there. TJ Watt, second straight day, out there for practice, limited. Isaac Seumalo, starting guard, limited. Starting corner James Pierre, working his way back, and limited. So those are some big players that are getting back to where they need to be. I would doubt seriously that Watt is going to play in this game, especially if the Packers were to beat the Ravens tomorrow night. Seumalo, optimistic, I would say. Herbig, optimistic that he's going to be able to go. Pierre, we'll see. Corner Brandon Echols with the groin injury is getting closer but did not practice. Calvin Austin, the receiver, did not practice yesterday. Everyone else is full that has been dealing with injury. I mean, Cam Hayward was limited, but it was because of rest. So nothing that immediately you worry about, like, oh, look out, Cam's dealing with something. He's 36. And rest is something that has been a part of his practice schedule for a lot of the season, and understandable, and he is playing at a high level. So there are a few concerns with the Steelers' injuries, but across the board, the exception of Echols and Austin, and again, probably Watt's not going to play. That is what the Steelers' injury report. Today is the last practice of the week. We'll find out more about statuses for those players after today's practice, as the Steelers have that game in Cleveland, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And we've got Black and Gold pregame starting at 10 o'clock with Donnie Football, Mark Cabali, and myself. Mark and I will be in Cleveland.
Not driving up together, I assume, huh?
Would you?
I've heard interesting things about Kaboom's, itinerary on road trips.
A lot of it is overblown. I could tell you. Like, a lot of that's overblown. It's, yeah.
So you're saying you go out with him and he'll buy you drinks and a meal and all that on his dime? Is that?
I'm not saying that, no. No, I'm not saying that. Or even, like, gum. No, I'm not saying that.
Well, maybe if it's like leftover gum that he had in his pocket for a couple of weeks, he'll give you a piece.
The thought of that makes me hungry. But the cool thing from my standpoint, after driving to Chicago and then driving last week, the thought of going to Cleveland and it only being 2 hours away is very welcome.
As long as there's not heavy snow in the forecast, because I went to Cleveland one time for an NBA game and it was fine driving up. Was at the game, and then on the way back, it was one of the worst drives of my life.
Yeah, I'm hoping for neither of that.
Yes.
Neither of that.
It can add up quick.
And hopefully from a Steelers standpoint, where you're talking about a division title, whether it's because the Steelers won or because the Ravens lost, however it happens, hopefully that's the case. And for the first time in a long time, it's the Steelers resting players against the Ravens on the final game of the season. Speaking of the Ravens, let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Lamar Jackson with the back injury, doubtful. Tyler Huntley is likely the starting quarterback. Jordan Love with a concussion and left shoulder injury. Malik Willis, right shoulder injury and illness. Each of those are questionable. Clayton Toon could be starting for the green and gold. Clayton Toon, who's currently on the practice squad. Football is in full swing, and let's be real, there's no better place to bet than Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books don't even protect the first quarter. Some do nothing. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they always flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook and their Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on with the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app. Oh, and the payout speed is lightning quick too. So bet with a book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. Must be 21 or over. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 50-minute mark on the Fan, which I blew by. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan hotline that Chris Carter is going to be joining us on here in a few minutes is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Reminder, tomorrow, 11 o'clock right here on the Fan, it is the Military Bowl, the Goal Bowling Military Bowl, Pitt against East Carolina. We've got pregame starting at 8. Bob Pompiani, Johnny Patrician, Doran Dickerson. Then at 9 o'clock, Larry Richard is joined by Pat Bostic. Doran will be alongside for that as well. And then the voice of the Panthers, Mr. Bill Hillgrove, will join us. We'll start play-by-play at 11 o'clock tomorrow. What's cool is at 10 o'clock today, his grandson, Jack Hillgrove, will be hosting from 10 to 2. And then Joe Starkey will join us from 2 to 6. So it's holiday time, time to flip some shifts around. Starkey back in the afternoon. I wonder if I'll have John Seibel on with him.
Did you hear when Paul Alexander hosted this show on Wednesday who he had on?
I did hear JB. It was good to hear John Burton's voice.
I actually thought that was Stephen A. Smith for a second.
It's Stephen B. He did a quick story before we get to Chris. Ben Howland, the former Pitt head coach. There was an employee at Pitt who had never met Ben because that employee came in after Ben had left and finally met Ben and told Ben, I only knew you through the impressions that John Burton did of you. And the voice matched up pretty good with what JB is awesome. And best, it was so good to hear his voice.
I have a story about John Burton.
Great man.
I interned under him.
At 4?
When he took over, it was like right after he took Andrew Staake's spot.
Wow.
I wasn't the only person who interned under him that summer. Do you know who else did simultaneous to me?
JT?
Chris Muller.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.